Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day. Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
Radio Network Rainbow Show, the channel of sports and the show live from Northeast Brazil, from America, in the land of football, Colombia. Also, we are going to come forward and say, Lord, thank you for everything. We will thank you for God's good things. Thank you. We are fine. Thank you. That's it. In 2014, the World Cup will be played here. In Brazil, we'll be playing a host of cities, unlike the Olympics that comes 2 years later in Brazil, the first Latin American country ever to host the Olympics. And I'm thinking that'll probably be done in Rio de Janeiro or São Paulo. São Paulo, the largest city in South America and Fortaleza. Rio de Janeiro, as you would say in Portuguese. Americans say Rio de Janeiro, Rio de Janeiro. And the most famous city of Brasilia is the capital now, but the first capital of Brazil was in Salvador, Bahia. So the World Cup game will be played in a host of cities, but I'm thinking it's going to be now down to Rio de Janeiro and San Paulo. C-Wings is with us here live in the Jet Camp. J-E-T-S Jets. How are they looking, C-Wings? Get ready for the season?
Doc. First, I must say, listen, it doesn't seem like you're in Brazil. It seems like you're here with spirit and your enthusiasm. That's why they call you the doctor. But on a JTS note, on a Jets note, the excitement building up to Sunday's game has a significance. And the reason being is that you're going to have what the player that everybody has been talking about, Spidey Hoberg, is going to start first game. You think that with the excitement that it was the ultimate season, the September 11th game, but I think they're going to look good with the depth. They got Mason. They got Plachigo. He caught a wonderful pass the other day. And the guys are looking to, you know, they said we need to throw to him more often. You'll see Nick Mangold playing his first preseason game back from the stinger injury over a week ago. You're going to see Brunell. He's going to take some snaps. So it's going to be a real exciting game. LT's going to step up because, as we know, Sean Green is out with the skin irritation. He's not playing.
Now, excuse me, this irritation, is that a turf injury?
They haven't said what it was. They said it was a skin infection. But they're playing it cautious. He will not play. LT's going to step up. He's going to play. They're looking to play Joe McKnight. Courtney Smith is out, but he's going to be evaluated. Calvin Pace is not playing due to a left groin injury. As I said before, Nick Mangold, he's going to be back. That's going to be big. The Pro Bowl center, I mean, he was really missed last week against the Texans. So, you know, we should see a very exciting game. I mean, you have Mark Brunell, very key veteran. I mean, more like a quarterback coach. But when it's time to put the pads on and take that snap, it looks like he didn't miss a game. I mean, as you saw that last year when he played, when he took over in the Buffalo game, I mean, this looked like Mark Brunell, who never even had a game. So we should see a victory, a big victory, on Sunday against the Bengals, who, of course, are beat up. Against the Bengals, I mean, who they don't have their starting quarterback. I mean, he retired. He walked away from $46 million contract left on his contract. So, I mean, they don't have their key wide receivers. T.O., they don't have Ocho Cinco. As we know, he's up in New England. So it should be a pretty good game. It should set the tone for what's going to be a pretty decent season, a good season with the Jets. We should see it. Sunday is going to be the starting point, I believe.
If you know, Doc Stanley Sports is up on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Solar, the channel Sports is up with the show live from Northeast Brazil in the lovely city of Fortaleza. And Z-Wings, we've got to get you down here. And we're also going to talk some more. As we know, we got the website up, www.docstanleysports. I want you to check the site. You know, this is where I'm going to be in the ensuing years. And continue to keep going through items and finding sports. And one of the things I found in my collection was an autographed football. I went to the fair, and I looked at it. Tom Landry autographed the ball. Otto Graham, Automatic Otto, one of the great quarterbacks in the history of the game. And Marion Motley, who at one time until former Jet Curtis Martin came along, was the oldest man ever to win the rushing title. LT, how's the feeling of the team after this great situation?
Well, he's definitely going to have to step up, especially on the goal line stance like we saw last year against Pittsburgh and the other teams they played in the latter half of the season. I mean, this is his year to step up. I mean, he's been in the league a very long time, a seasoned veteran, and I think he's up for the task. I mean, he said he wasn't expecting it for Sean Green to go out with the skin infection, but he's up to the task. This is the year for the team. There's a lot of pressure on the team, especially with Mark Sanchez, with the Super Bowl aspirations. This is the year to take, let's say, the training wheels off and let him go out and play. But one thing he needs to do is get that completion percentage up in the 60s. He's going to have to play like he plays in the postseason. He plays very well in the postseason, but he needs to, carry that same type of drive and completion rate in the regular season. If he does that, I see the Jets going all the way to the Super Bowl and even winning, depending on who they play. I see them going all the way this year if he takes that up. Flacco stays healthy. I mean, a phenomenal weapon. I mean, the catch he made the other day in practice, it looks like the old Plaxico. And when you see the old Plaxico, look out.
Well, you know, the big thing here, too, is now, what's the latest word on Randy Moss? I mean, you got Plaxico, and you get passed on Moss, who was active, who's the superior player. You got you could have had Moss, and until now, Plaxico has been out, and the good thing has been preseason. Any words on, Larry Hardy, he did expound about the feeling was that with the young quarterback, Moss maybe at times would come back to the huddle and kind of demand the ball, but I just didn't understand passing on Randy Moss. Not only what he brings to a football team, he could be the greatest in the ball. One question, one of the top three, and also the fact that you would have gotten him who's a former New England player, and that just helps you a lot with the inside data of New England. Any word on why the Randy Moss wasn't taken by the Jets, and there's any feelings out there for the great Randy Moss?
It just felt that it was a better look in Plaxico and picking up Mason, but they haven't really touched too much on that subject. It was that basically they thought they had a better shot the Plaxico than with Randy Moss. They really never brought that up. But I think if they would have got him and him and Plaxico instead of Mason, they'd have been unstoppable. A healthy team with a quarterback like Sanchez that's up and coming. We see what he's done in the last 2 years as a basically a rookie quarterback. They would have been unstoppable. They'd have basically won. I would have gave them losing two games, three at the most, taking home field advantage throughout the playoffs. It's a very odd situation, but I'm thinking Moss is going to be picked up sometime in the season by one of these teams. Maybe the Bears. They have money to spend. They need the talent besides the quarterback. They need those wide receivers. I mean, that's a team basically that's been ripped apart in the rebuilding phases. He may go to a team like that. You never know. May end up in a team like the Eagles. Who knows?
Now, that would, if he goes to the Eagles, that'd be something. Also, there was some talk, Doc Stanley Sports and Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Show, the general sports and depth of the show, live from Northeast Brazil in the lovely city of Porto Alegre. There was some talk that maybe the Giants would have picked him up. Any more of those rumors kind of flying around the sea wings?
Nothing's been talked about as far as him going to the Giants. That was the rumor out there. We haven't heard anything since. It's been a very quiet, very odd, like you said, situation with Randy Moss to, you know, no one pick him up and he goes out and retires. Something sort of like the Barry Sanders situation. Although he was on a team, but he just retired and left, never to show up in the game.
It reminds me of that great line from St. James Infirmary. They'll never to be seen no more, you know. It's amazing how somebody couldn't get Randy Moss. But Doc Stanley Sports and Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Show, the channel Sports and Depth is the show. Football here, FUTBOL, the land of the legendary Pelé and the greatest football, a.k.a. soccer, teams in the history of the sport. The other day, big victory of the Porto Alegre Corinthians from San Paulo down 0-2, came back to win 3-2 against the Javi Porto Alegre. Porto Alegre came back after being down 0-2 out of San Paulo. International Jesuit Porto Macho Jr. was there later. He's a big fan, even though he's now living in Porto Alegre. There will always be, he said three things, his son's Corinthians and his bank account will always be in San Paulo. Doc Stanley Sports and Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Show, the show, Sports and Depth on the show, live from Northeast Brazil, Porto Alegre, www.docstanley.com. On the memorabilia, but more importantly, you get to see some items that you may like. Like I said, it's historic. Some of the things I have, it's quite unique. Like I said, the other day, I was going through with some football stuff and really taken back. And some of the things you kind of forget. And I remembered a couple of other footballs, won by the late great coach from Grambling, Eddie Robinson. And that's just a whole part of the stack of things that I have. You like a little something, visit the site, www.docstanleysports.com. Take a look at the site. We'll be building it a lot more in the course of time. And Sports and Depth, too. We're coming live from Brazil here in the ensuing weeks. This Sunday, we'll be back live from Brazil. And then I'm looking to do something on a Wednesday from one of the local cafes. So we're going to cut the time down, but we'll still give you all the time that you need. Sunday, we'll be back here. Rainbow Soul, Sports and Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, the channel Sports and Depth of the show. You know, I had something. This guy sent a buddy of mine sent me a picture of Muhammad Ali, and a gentleman made a comment about his thinking that there could be some argument that Ali wasn't the greatest of all time. And I responded to that And one of the things I said was that, you know, you look at Ali and the two greatest athletes of our generation, Pelé. And I, when speaking about the Ali situation, I expounded the fact that Ali beat two guys that people thought were invincible, unbeatable, in both Sonny Liston and George Foreman, knocked them both out. I mean, he told me a great story one time. After the third Ali Norton fight, George came into the locker room, Ali's dressing room, and stood over Ali. And Ali was soaking his hand, his right hand, in an ice bucket, taking the swelling down. And you know how you, somebody sitting down, you can stand over him. And George was standing over Ali. Ali just simply lifted his head back and said to George, "Don't ever fight me, because I'll knock you out." And we're knocking out him live from North Beach, Brazil, Doc Stanley Sports and Death on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul of the channel, Sports and Death is the show, live from Fortaleza. Don't move. Don't say another word. Here's a small break, and we'll be back with Sports and Death live from Fortaleza and live from the Jets camp in Fordham, New Jersey.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
All day, all night, all the time. BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Bob Stanley Sports and Death, live from North Beach, Brazil, Fortaleza. And this will be one of the cities hosting World Cup games in 2014. As you know, Brazil has the World Cup. They have won the most World Cups, five of them. They have the greatest player ever to play the game of football in Pelé. They have assembled two of the three greatest teams of all time. They're sort of the Yankees of football, the team that is always picked to win. And the team that has won, they've lost two finals. Amazingly, the one final that they lost, remember the story, they lost to France in France. And that was the year that Gloria Gaynor was the godmother of the French team. And France had lost the game earlier in the season, and they heard this music being played in the other team's locker room, and they asked them, "What's that?" They said, "Well, we have our song, our theme song, our fight song." And they said, "We've got to get a song." They heard "I Will Survive." They kept winning with it. Then they said, "Who sings this song?" Got in contact with the legendary manager of Glory again, Linwood Maxwell Simon, flew Glory and Mr. Simon into France for the World Cup as it was held there that year. They beat Brazil in the final, 1-0. Last time Brazil hosted the World Cup, they lost the final game to Paraguay in Rio. And that great line that Mr. Simon once said, "The silence was the loudest you'd ever heard." Doc Stanley, Sports and Death on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, the channel, Sports and Death is the show, live from North Beach, Brazil. I apologize if the noise is up. Transmission is not as clear. Like, we'll be getting all these sort of things corrected for you in the ensuing shows. We want to thank you so much for being with us here on Sports and Death. I guess Larry Hardesty was a little tied up. The sideline report for ESPN Ready, and the voice that you hear that introduces and closes us, as I close it before I open us. See, what happened on the Giants side of the ledger there? They didn't sign Flacco. You know, there were some problems there. One of their fellows felt they should have got a contract extension. Was it not? What's the latest word from the other side of the New York football ledger?
The biggest story coming out of the Giants, besides the different trades, you have Smith. He went to the Eagles. They lost a lot of key players. Is the OC Yuman Ura. He's back to practicing. He still hasn't got the contract that he was looking for. That's the biggest story out of the Giants. They're going to have some problems. Their O-line needs to be rebuilt. The other big story coming out of the Giants is Eli Manning saying that he is in the elite group of quarterbacks in the NFL, which I disagree with. Just only winning a Super Bowl is not you know, doesn't put you in the league of elite quarterbacks. And nowhere near.
That is a tremendous point, you know, because it's amazing how, depending on who the player is, he can win a Super Bowl and all of a sudden be put in elite status. And you get a guy like Randy Moss, who is questioned one of the great players of all time, and, you know, nobody picks him up. I mean, look at the situation where Barry Bonds, the greatest player of his generation, and without question, one of the seven greatest players. I mean, I thought no Willie Mays, a lot of people said that Barry Bonds was the greatest player to play this game. Seven MVPs, four on a roll, oldest man to win the batting title. Most home runs hit in 1 year by a left-handed batter. Most home runs hit in 1 year by a pretty high home run team. It's amazing that nobody picks this guy. Eli Manning, I don't know how he even won the Super Bowl MVP. And the catch should have been, the guy who caught the ball should have been the winner. I mean, it was a lucky pass. It wasn't a conventional pass. And you're right. He's nowhere near is in the same category or class with his brother, with Tom Brady, with Michael Vick. He's a very good quarterback, and he's a good player. But by no stretch of the imagination, Eli Manning is one of the lead quarterbacks in the league. And bottom line is, he hasn't been back to Super Bowl since.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't think he won it. It was by luck. It was by luck. If you look at the game, he really didn't wow you like his brother would, Peyton. I mean, it's probably one of the greatest quarterbacks. I think is even better than his father, in my opinion. He can read a defense while in the huddle. He can tell there are 12 men on the field. His work ethic, the way he studies the film, I mean, it's unbelievable. And I don't even pick. They were talking on ESPN about 8 elite quarterbacks in the NFL today, and my opinion, I think they're about 4 or 5. You have Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Michael Vick, just to name a few that are in the league today.
That's it. I mean, you hit it right there on the line. Just naming a few. There are only a few real quarterbacks in this game. Guys that really. Quarterback, guys who call their own plays. I think Eli Peyton is the only one that does call his own plays. Everybody else has got this long list written on there, even Brady. I mean, the great line that Warner Wolf once told me after talking to the late legendary Johnny Unitas. The Unitas said that the way quarterbacks are protected today, they should all have skirts on. So, you know, it's just amazing. Real quickly, wide receiver Derek Mason, some of the notes sent to us by the Jets. And make sure you let them know you want notes sent to you too, Siri. But I'm putting your egos on the side and looking the greater good was the question asked. It's actually very important to us. I don't think any of us will have any problems with doing that because exactly where ultimately you want to win a championship. Win a championship, you have to put aside the egos and stuff like that. Okay, Steven, we're getting ready to close this down in the closing seconds here on Sports in Depth. And we just wanted to, a last thought before we go,
C-Wings. Just to touch real quick on, you mentioned the great Eddie Robinson, the most winning and black coach in all college football. And then we talked about Randy Moss, how he just retired and disappeared from football. As we look, we overlook one of the greatest quarterbacks, I think, at that time was Doug Williams, who preceded who actually took Eddie Robinson's place in 1998. I mean, one of the greatest quarterbacks. He won his Super Bowl, and he just left. He rode on his high horse. But he's one of the most under-talked-about quarterbacks, I think, in the last 30 years.
He did that great job, too, winning the Super Bowl with Washington. You know, at a time that, there's also so many questions about a black quarterback and all that sort of stuff. And he came through in flying colors and did a tremendous job. And won the Super Bowl. Okay, we've got a roll here. Doc Stanley Sports up on the plate. We're at Everett Rainbow Social Channel Sports and Depth of the show. We got C Wings. We're probably going to carry over a few extra seconds into Sports and Depth with the mic on and the lights off. Once again, Larry Hardesty, want to thank him for, well, he couldn't be with us today, but we'll hope to catch Larry down the line. And T-Wings, it's always great having you live from the camp. And with that, we're about just about to let it go here on Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Blake, where the Edward Rainbow Show, the channel Sports Network, after the show. We'll be back on Sunday. Football, and that's none other than Brazil. Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Blake, where the Edward Rainbow Show, the channel Sports Network, after the show. We've got to go. T-Wings, good to have you, baby. We'll be talking to you again on Sunday.
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.